Dean's on vacation. However, Cindy Perlman is with us. She writes about movies for the New York Times Syndicate and is out in Las Vegas where she writes for the Review Journal out there. Cindy, good morning. Let's start with the Kennedy Center honors because we know who's going to be honored this year now, don't we?
We do, Bob. Good morning. And once again, Kennedy Center honors great night, great performances, and a lot of crying usually. This year's roster is really good, I think. It's George Clooney, a pop singer Amy Grant, Gladys Knight, a legend, Pulitzer Prize-winning composer, conductor, and educator Tanya Leon, and those four Irish guys you might have heard about called U2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And sometimes we have surprise guests who induct these folks, don't we?
We do, and there's some little rumors of Springsteen and Bono are good friends. They like to induct each other into these things. They both did it for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when each other got the award. So there's some little sniff of Springsteen. And nobody except for Bono sings some of the U2 songs as great as Springsteen does.
Yeah,
I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Bruce does a killer performance of that.
He does. On social media the other day, I saw a little bit about this new Ron Howard movie. And I'm a big fan of his. I think everything he does as a director is great. What do you know about this 13 Lives film?
I'm a big fan of his, too. He did Apollo 13. Super nice guy, always. But this is the true story, I'm sure everybody remembers, from 2018, when those poor boys in Thailand were stuck in a cave and during an unexpected rainstorm. And really, the whole world came together, either hoping for them or actually divers went in. And this is a great film. I mean, an early Oscar contender starring Viggo Mortensen and Colin Farrell and Joel Edgerton. And they play the rescuers. And you don't realize how harrowing it is. At one point, they were literally pushing kids through like little teeny spots to get to the next tunnel of the next cave to get out in the dark. Wow. It's just a movie where you're on the edge of your seat the whole time.
Yeah, is this going to be streaming or in theaters?
No, apparently Ron Howard is a big fan of Chicago. It's only opening in theaters in New York, L.A., and Chicago on August 5th. And then it will go to Amazon Prime for streaming, so you can catch it there. But boy, if you could see it on the big screen, it really is something.
Looking forward to that. Can you explain why there's a movie coming out in August called Easter Sunday? What is that all about?
I looked at the schedule. This isn't even COVID-related. It's Joe Coy, who is a stand-up who you might have seen. He's had a bunch of Netflix specials, and he has a big Netflix special coming up in September. He is seriously funny, and he doesn't care. He just thought it would jar people to see Easter Sunday coming out in the dog days of summer.
Okay. And I know you have at least one pick for what to watch this weekend. What is it?
There's a great movie on Apple this weekend called Cha-Cha Real Smooth. Been out for a few weeks. About a young guy who kind of revs up the crowd at bar mitzvahs. You've never heard of him. His name is Cooper Rafe. He wrote it, he directed, he stars in it. But Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond plays his stepfather. So we had a little chat, and everybody's dying for a reboot of Raymond. But he said never. He said they've talked about it. Ray Romano and him, they're good friends. They hang out together. And he said, you basically, the only one who can reinvent themselves 1,000 times is Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, what's the name of that again?
That one's called Cha-Cha Real Smooth.
And you mentioned bar mitzvahs, and Adam Sandler's got a bar mitzvah project coming up, doesn't he?
You know, bar mitzvahs are hot in Hollywood right now for some reason. So Adam Sandler, this is funny, his daughter Sadie, his daughter Sunny, and his wife, they're all filming a Netflix movie called You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. Based on a book, a coming-of-age novel about a 13-year-old girl named Stacy Friedman, whose best friend makes out with her boyfriend. And, oh no, Stacy's not having it. She takes that bar mitzvah list and coldly starts crossing off names.
That's quite a title. You Are So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah. And when will we be able to see that?
That's next year, and there's a sequel in the works, possibly, called We Are So Crashing Your Bat Mitzvah. That's the sequel. So we sort of know how it turns out then.
I hope it fits on the marquee. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thanks a lot, Cindy. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bob.
And there's plenty to do around Chicago this weekend. Here's Dean's List.
Grammy Award winner The Weeknd brings his After Hours Till Dawn tour to Soldier Field Sunday. At Wrigley Field Saturday, it's country music superstar Chris Stapleton. Afrobeats star Burn Up Boy plays at the Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island Saturday. At Ravinia Saturday, it's crowd favorite Poi Dog Pondering. Then Sunday at Ravinia, Tony and Grammy winner Leslie Odom Jr. takes the reins. 80s punk rockers The Psychedelic Furs perform their hits and new music Saturday at the Aragon Ballroom. At the City Winery this weekend, it's R&B star Eric Benet on stage Saturday. And Sunday, catch R&B staples after 7. On Sunday, classic rockers Kansas are at River Edge Park in Aurora. Five for Fighting performs Sunday at the Des Plaines Theater. And reggae royalty Stephen Marley plays Dahlia Hall on Saturday.
It's gonna start raining men. It's raining men. Hallelujah.
On stage, see another movie-to-musical adaptation. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, is now at the Mercury Theater through September 11th. The iconic musical Jesus Christ Superstar is back on stage. See it at the Cadillac Palace Theater through July 31st. And the stars of RuPaul's Drag Race are in town with the Warped World Tour at Rosemont Theater on Saturday. At the movies, director Jordan Peele is reunited with his Get Out star, Daniel Kaluuya, and also Kiki Palmer in the story of two siblings who discover an alien spaceship hovering over their house. Things go wrong when they try to capture a picture of it. See Nope in theaters only. It's rated R.
For my full movie reviews, for this week's home video picks, and more information on things to do for the weekend, just scan the QR code on your screen with your smartphones. That'll take you right to a link for more information. Hope you have a great weekend. Dean Richards, WGN News.
Also in the world of entertainment, Hollywood's biggest movie star is bringing home hefty paychecks, with Tom Cruise being the highest paid film star. Will Smith ranks second, and Yellowstone actors are making $1 million per episode. With the latest release of Top Gun Maverick, Tom Cruise is expected to take in more than $100 million from movie ticket sales in addition to his salary, an eventual cut of home entertainment rentals and streaming revenue as well. And Will Smith follows the Top Gun star as the second biggest earner in Hollywood. He has signed on to star in the action thriller Emancipation for $35 million. And let's see here. The movie release date for that project with Apple is pushed back due to production delays. And then the Yellowstone stars making big money. Kevin Costner making $1.3 million per episode. And Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren, stars of the Yellowstone prequel 1923, are both making $1 million per episode. Latest numbers reported in Variety.